from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, former President Trump is taking his presidential campaign to the Jersey Shore this weekend. Wildwood Mayor Ernie Troiano says the Donald will hold a rally Saturday on the beach at a site with an estimated capacity of over 20,000.
It does mean a lot to our community because it brings in all the additional people and the businesses get an earlier shot than normal with a larger crowd. It's an economic boom for us.
The campaign has put up $54,000 to cover security costs. Trump is expected to speak at 5 p.m. with access to the ticketed event opening at noon. Republican State Senator Robert Singer and Assemblyman Sean Kane are proposing legislation that would discourage anti-Semitic policies by state-affiliated organizations. One of the bills would remove all state and other funding types to any university that divests from Israel. That's a key demand by protesters. Another would disallow flags of organizations designated a terrorist organization from being displayed on state property. A shooting at a South Jersey apartment has been ruled a murder-suicide.
According to the Gloucester County prosecutor, 43-year-old Nina Sinclair Green and 45-year-old Anthony Williams were found dead at the Clayton apartment Tuesday evening. Authorities say the couple lived there together, but Sinclair Green was there to pack up her things and move out. Williams shot her and then shot at her family in the parking lot outside. They were there to help her pack, and none of them were injured. Williams then shot himself once in the head. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Liberty State Park is soon to undergo phase two of its revitalization plan, focusing on new amenities for the southern and waterfront areas of the park. On Saturday, the State Department of Environmental Protection will host the third in its series of open house-style events focused on the park's plan from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the main hall of the Central Railroad of New Jersey Terminal Building at 1 Audrey Zapp Drive in Jersey City. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we looking at beach weather this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
It's 10:03. Here's fast traffic.
78 West is still jammed in Hunterdon County between exit 20 and exit 16, where an accident investigation leaves only the left lane open. It involved a flipped over tractor trailer and other vehicles, happened before 4 p.m., and it is still about a 5 mile backup on 78 West into the area, so go with 22 West instead. Turnpike southbound car lanes are closed down to Woodbridge. Northbound truck lanes are closed the entire way. And on the parkway, left lane police activity southbound at 153 in Clifton is slowing your ride. There's no road work on the parkway, though. Route 9 is closed for construction. Northbound in Toms River, Woody Road to Main Street, southbound Cox Coral Road into Church Road. 42 southbound, we have got construction work. Two right lanes are closed, still crawling. It's from Route 55 to Black Horse Pike. And 322 US 40 shut down with flooding between the AC Expressway and Bayport Drive in Atlantic City. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, the lower deck of the George is closed. The Holland Tunnel losing a lane for road work. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Love our contests? Sign up for contest alerts on our New Jersey 101.5 app. Once that's locked in, get ready to win.
Your Palace.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There will be some rain at times overnight. It'll be cloudy with a low around 50. Cloudy, damp, and chilly for the day on Friday with rain and drizzle at times. High temperatures only in the lower 50s. Rain and drizzle will diminish during the evening hours Friday nights. Then perhaps some breaks in the clouds late. It's going to be pretty chilly. Lows will be down into the low and mid 40s. Not quite as chilly Saturday, but still cool for this time of year with some sun giving way to clouds. There could be a late day shower high near 60. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Union 63, Long Branch 59, Vineland, it's 57. Fast traffic and instant weather every 50 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Dennis and Judy Rewind next.